This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
12 times in the last 13 games, the Browns have scored 17 or fewer points. 12 times in the last 13 games.
Coaching, yeah, that's not good.
Coaching is to blame.
I was wondering where you wanted me to go.
The scheme is not working. Andrew Berry is to blame. There's not enough skill position talent on this team. The players are to blame. They're not playing very well. Everybody's to blame. Welcome to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps, my buddy over here who hasn't shaved in about 4 days and looking grizzly.
That's how I feel.
Is Andy Baskin.
Grizzly Baskin.
Grizzly Baskin.
Maybe I can get my own show. What do you think?
Grizzly Baskin.
Yeah, I go fishing, fly fishing. Folks, get me in the Clark Fork. Looking forward to it.
We'd like to hear from you today. Can I throw out this little caveat?
Sure, Jeff.
If you're just going to call and say everybody stinks and everybody should get fired, be better than that today. You might be right, but be better than that today. 216-474-0092. Yes, everybody does stink right now. That's just 17 or fewer points in 12 of the last 13 games.
I know that onside kick was pretty slick.
It was really good.
It was a really, really good onside kick.
Yeah.
Was there anything else happening?
Well, because it,
Njoku's touchdown,
because the funny-shaped ball took the bounce at the right time. It worked.
It worked out perfect.
And there was a nice block on it, you know, and everything cleared the... So that worked. But everything offensively, Andy, isn't working. Scheme. Play calling.
Mm-hmm.
Execution.
Mm-hmm.
And the talent on the team. It's just not working. And I'd love to sit here and say, well, this is, you know, this could be blah, blah. It's just not working. And if you've listened to our show for any length of time, I think we've made our thoughts pretty clear about every aspect of this. And if you've listened to our show, you know, we're probably not surprised by it. And this
not
team has lacked skill position talent for years.
Jeff, the very first thing I said to you is you're in trouble when you have 21 receptions and only two are from your wide receivers. And that was only one guy, and that was Jamari Thrash. He had both of them. Otherwise, you had to go to your tight ends or your running backs to throw the ball.
Who is that on? That's on the scheme because you're not getting the ball in the hands of the wide receivers. It's on the wide receivers.
It's on
the quarterback.
It's on the head coach. It's on the play caller.
It's on every aspect of this.
Yeah, it's on everybody.
It's on every aspect of this. And so, you know, if you're going to call and say this guy's at fault, yeah, he probably is. If you're going to say that guy's at fault, yeah, he probably is too.
Jeff, it was a 2-point game at halftime.
It was 9-7, Andy.
And then
it was 7-6 until the last seconds of the first half.
It probably should have been 10-9 if they make the field goal. Should have been 10-9 at the break. Let's be super honest about it.
You're going to miss field goals. Okay.
Right after an interception. Yes.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, and then the other thing, I was like, as soon as he had the interception, I'm like, stick it down their throat. Go for the end zone now. No.
I said the same thing.
Why would you not do that? I just don't like, they do things that are just conventionally like overthinking. Like, stop overthinking. Then they have a great fourth down and one play and they make it. They're at their own 20. And what do they do next? Throw a ridiculous bomb all the way down the field into double coverage. Like, why didn't you just punt? That's all I could do. I was walking
around.
I was like,
Siciliano called it a hot air balloon.
It was not good. That was not good. And now I know today the phones will ring and they'll be get rid of the head coach, get rid of the quarterback. The Browns did.
Get rid of the front office.
Oh, get rid of everybody. The Browns have done Dylan Gabriel but Andy, zero favors.
Now see,
zero.
You're making a valid point. That said, do you remember what we said about Dylan's play in the first three starts? It was like, eh.
Yeah. It's what you would say about a backup quarterback.
He didn't change that.
Except for he forced the and then the first interception, I'm still shaking my head at. I'm like, what were you looking at? Yeah. But they didn't do Dylan Gabriel any favors by drafting him. And then when they did draft him, to bring in Shedeur Sanders right after him in the draft made absolutely no sense. Everything makes no sense unless you wanted your team to lose. And you've got rookies on this team that are developing and getting good. I think that we have some really strong rookies on this team. But the two quarterbacks you selected
young talent.
Make there really no is. Sense at all. They did Dylan Gabriel no.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Favors at all by drafting him and then drafting Shedeur right after him. If they would have just drafted him by himself and kept the two veterans, we'd all be kind of wondering what this is. And
if they had done the same thing and not drafted Gabriel and drafted Shedeur in the fifth round and kept the veterans.
There's more pressure to put Shedeur on the field than there was Gabriel to start this thing. I truly believe that.
Well, I can't disagree with you.
I look at this thing and I'm like, okay, what's left? And I'm really sorry, but Dylan Gabriel looks like a rookie quarterback, looked like one yesterday, had trouble. And the problem is now you brought in another quarterback that fans actually want to see. They do. They want to see him play. They don't care if he can't make progressions down the field. They don't care if he has to throw every ball behind the line of scrimmage. They want Sanders on the field because of his last name, the excitement that his family brought to Colorado, and because his father is one of the best to ever play the game. They want to see him on the field. That's what they're like, okay, Dylan Gabriel, we get it. I think we've seen everything we can see, which isn't fair to Dylan Gabriel. I'll be the first one to say that. But at this point, the way they've positioned this whole thing, it's Gabriel, or I hate to say it, it's Deshaun Watson, who's healthy. Because they're going to have to do something here after the break, don't you think? I don't know that they're going to.
Yeah,
but
we're not getting any indication that Deshaun's close to being ready to go yet.
We don't know when anyone's ready to go with this team. Mike Hall, we waited weeks. What's going on with Zach Zinter? Like, there are things that I just don't get. Well, but, or understand.
You're not going to put like a guy like Mike Hall back on the field until he's ready after a major injury.
No, he was out there yesterday. I'm with you, but every week it was like, oh, well, he's right there.
But that's the way these NFL teams do it, Andy.
No, I get it. I understand
like CIA secrets.
With Watson, I think it's a different story. So I don't know how the second half of the season is, but I do know, and I'm just brutally honest, if they want to sell tickets and they want to sell merch, Sanders is the way to go. And it's nothing against Gabriel, because I still, even after yesterday, I could chalk yesterday up to him being a rookie. I could. But he's not going to get that kind of latitude here. No one's going to give him an inch of air to make any mistakes. And yesterday, there were too many bad mistakes to make his critics not want to come out and say, why is this guy in the field? Why are we not seeing Sanders? What is the problem here? So, I mean, we're in the middle of no man's land, and we're 2-6. And now you've to seriously think about everything, how you're doing this, who's going to survive, who's going to be here next year, where are we at?
Clearly, through four games, Dylan's play has not been inspiring. And, we had people call the postgame show yesterday. We've had people already on the air here today say, well, he just can't play. Okay, well, maybe. But he's had four games. And I honestly think it's unfair for a young guy to say, well, he can't play. He's had four games to prove himself. Really? You're going to prove yourself on this team? I mean, Andy, Joe Flacco didn't look really good here. Okay? Joe's gone to Cincinnati and has played better. And the minute that he went to Cincinnati in the trade, we sat here and said, well, of course he's going to look better in Cincinnati. Even with their bad offensive line, he has better skill position talent around him. And he has. He threw 19 passes yesterday to Ja'Marr Chase. You think Dylan Gabriel would look better if Ja'Marr Chase was lined up here?
You realize that's, what is that? That's two, what am I saying? That's two less passes than, no, that's not right. So we had 21 receptions. How many did he catch?
I think it was 10 or 11, nine. It was a significant amount.
He had more than a third of what the Browns did yesterday alone, just the two of them.
Yeah.
Think about that. That's insane.
And clearly, he's not played great football. This is just a bad situation. If you look at the moves that were made in the offseason, Andy, and I don't want to go too deep here, but we did this whole shtick and we had fun with it. But we also provided some information. Take a look at these guys. Take a look at this quarterback. Take a look at that quarterback. We talked about Daniel Jones. Everybody, is like, oh, Daniel Jones stinks, blah, 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 blah. They have the highest scoring offense in the NFL right now in Indianapolis. All you had to do is give the guy a contract. Sam Darnold got a bigger contract in Seattle. I don't think you could have brought Sam in financially, but you could have brought Daniel Jones in. You could have brought Mac Jones in, one of the Jones guys. You brought in Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco. The minute you had a second first-round pick for next year, it screams draft a quarterback next year. Why didn't you just play Pickett and Flacco? And if you wanted to draft one of these quarterbacks, Gabriel or Sanders, and see if you could get lucky and develop somebody, great. But instead you signed, you brought in two veterans, you drafted two guys, and before anybody gets too carried away, keep in mind, Chris Rose's stat is right, he's accurate, and it's just the way life is in the NFL. Quarterbacks in the NFL who, for the most part, become the real deal are first-round draft picks. All but six starters right now were drafted in the first round. The guys who you think are the starting quarterback of your franchise. Only six were taken outside of the first round. So my point there is this. You're not really attached to a guy you drafted in the third round.
Right.
You're not really attached to a guy you drafted in the fifth round. You draft those guys thinking, let's take a shot. Because your franchise needs a quarterback. It clearly does. But boy, wouldn't it have made, just the way this has played out, wouldn't it have made way too much sense to keep Pickett, keep Flacco? I mean, you got fifth, you moved up like, at the most 60 spots in the draft by trading Joe Flacco.
Yep.
What are you doing? What are you doing that for?
I think there's another underlying
story. You trade Pickett for a fifth. Well, why?
I don't know. Here's the other one. I mean, Let's be super honest here. And I know he got paid, right? If you're Myles Garrett and you walk through that game yesterday,
oh man,
you had five sacks.
Five. New team record.
Yeah.
Myles was playing as you know what off.
You have to wonder if Myles isn't deeply regretting signing the contract to be here and if he's not asking for a trade before the trade deadline.
And Andy, the way this team sits right now, if you could get a huge return for Myles, you'd have to consider that.
Yeah, you would.
You'd have to consider that.
Schwartz's head would probably explode, but yeah, I agree. No, I think so. I mean, I can't believe that Myles is. If I was Myles, I would be so frustrated right now. And I get it; he got paid. It's every time someone says, "Well, I don't feel bad for him because he got paid." I
don't either.
But
because
he didn't have to
sign it.
That's
and,
right.
And he got
he
paid.
Didn't. Correct.
And he got paid. But man, if I'm the Browns and somebody calls and wants to offer me like two number ones and two number threes,
how do you walk away from it?
I don't know.
I wouldn't be shocked if that happened.
Folks, we have a lot coming up today. Scott Petrak's going to join us at 11. We're going to hear from Tyvus Powell, our buddy on the Browns Radio Network, at noon. And Kevin Stefanski is going to have a press conference at 1 o'clock. 216-474-0092. Your phone call's straight ahead. It's Baskin and Phelps here on an ugly Monday in downtown Cleveland.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.